friends don't let friends give friends haircuts. This is The Perfect Pour.
Oh man, there's like this fresh-faced kid on the show now.
Fresh.
He used to be metal, hey guys, but now he has
like beer.
Nick cut his hair. You believe that? Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a place for craft beer drinkers to have some fun. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
Just going to be hanging out with you for a little bit here, for however long it takes. And talking about the beers we had last week, beers we're looking out for, beers we're drinking currently, and listeners are going to call us, and they're going to tell us some stuff, what's going on with them in their beer world, and we're going to talk about some culture and all the things. That's the show. And we'll just try to have some fun before the show.
Are we?
Yeah, or trying. We always accomplish it, but we try. My tailgating beers was two 12-ounce cans of a new Modern Times. I believe it's brand new. Either it's come back around again or it's brand new. Water Ski Bite. A Galaxy and Citra West Coast IPA in a 6-pack. 12-ounce 6-pack. And I've had two of them. I'm about to finish my second one here. And I heard
I
you
love
just
gold.
Opened something up there, Nick.
Oh yeah, you know me and the market. When we get together, we buy New Glory. So we got a Hop Away Beach West Coast IPA.
All right.
Low aroma.
Oh, you're drinking straight from the
but
can.
Tasty. Mm. Yep. Ain't got
bold.
No time to transfer.
No time. Here's your glass, sir. Transfer. No time.
No time.
Okay, sir. You can not use it if you don't feel like it. That's right. I don't have any time. I got to drink it right now. Not important to a glass.
Do you see how important I am?
Well, that's what we're drinking. I'm going to open up a new one here in a minute. But as soon as I get done with this, well, done fighting this water ski fight, I'm in.
Yeah, fighting the good
fight. Up at Millerton in a fight with a drunk Clovis person.
Oh, man. There's got to be a joke in there somewhere. How can you tell
a Clovis
from Clovis at the lake?
Yeah. He's got a lifted water ski boat. Somehow his water ski boat's lifted. I don't know how you lift a water ski boat, but they found a way.
I don't either, but it makes sense to me.
I guess if you put your boat on like super big like pontoons that somehow look like wheels, like really high up. So right. Now your boat's up off the water, except for your ski pontoons that are acting like your wheels. And then you have your engine. It's on top of, it's there on the boat, the whole engine, but the whole mechanism that for the propeller goes way, it like stretches way down. It's like this long conduit the way down to the water. And then there you go. You've got a lifted boat.
The same as the hitch. When they lift the truck, they got the 12-inch hitch drop on the back.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yeah, it's just like that, but it's a prop at the end now.
You're welcome, Clovis. Some good old boy is going to do that. Yeah, I got a lifted boat.
I lifted my boat.
So when you jump out of the boat, it's a nice long dive. Whee!
No, they have the side steps that come out. And you,
oh.
You know, when you open the boat.
So you can get your mother-in-law in the boat.
That's right.
Like, no, sorry. Sorry there, Mom. Can't get you on the boat. It's a lifted boat. No way you're going to get on that boat.
Lifted boat. Yeah.
You just have to wait here on shore. We'll be gone for 6 hours in the cove over there.
The paddle boat will be along shortly.
Yeah. here's a towel and a bottle of sunscreen. We'll see you later. Enjoy your day.
What? No water?
Nope. There's a big old lake. What do you want? What more do you want?
How much more water do you want here at a lake?
You need more water than this?
Could you possibly need any more water?
I mean, geez. Goodbye. Now I don't even feel bad. All right. Ready. Ready to start having some of that beer. Ooh, fun, I promise. Got that
out of the system. Culture.
Oh, Nick, do you want to start us off with anything?
Well, we've done it again.
Oh, no. We hazed it?
Could you possibly imagine what we've done this time?
What did we haze now? Part of it.
That has something to do
with it. I knew it. Actually, something related to hazing.
Okay, so much like hazies have killed off every other beer style.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough.
No, like all the haze conglomerate are like, what else can we do? Well, we've done it all. Everyone's hazed. We've
done it all.
Everything's hazed now. Everyone old. It's just in the lexicon. I can go down to 7-Eleven and get something hazy. We've won.
That's right.
We're like, no, we can go further.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed this middle section between 0 and 6%?
Yeah. I'm always like, man. Wish I could get a 3%
too.
3% haze.
Yeah. Let's go triples or nothing. So the fastest growing markets right now are double, triple IPA categories or NAs. We no longer even want session and pails.
No. What's a pail?
What is a pail? When's the last time you had a pail?
I mean, I still have them because I make a point to, but like they are, I mean, I never really thought pails would get this sparse. Like they're just like, I'm like, we're just gonna just do IPAs now. We're just, even if it's a pale, we're just gonna call it IPA. Like, I mean,
hey, it's a low IPA.
Low IPA. Session IPA.
Session IPA.
So everything's just IPA. Half now. IPA.
Maybe if we called them half IPAs, they would sell again. So yeah, NAs are growing. So we either want no alcohol or we want to get ripped.
You're ripped. Can't just have a nice table beer. Have a
nice day.
Maybe we should just moniker everything IPAs and like people will be like, open their brains up to it. Like a stout IPA.
Stout IPA. Yeah, brown IPA.
Brown IPA. Stout IPA. You're like, ooh, stout IPA. Like, hey, how about a stout? Like, oh, I'm not into that heavy stuff. Oh, okay. Stout IPA? Mm. It's like that meme.
Where the guy's turning around to look at somebody else.
Yeah.
Like holding IPA's hand and brown IPA.
So that's what we got to do now. Just everything. Table beer IPA. Table IPA. Ah, actually, that sounds pretty good. so we make a table IPA.
Just have it hanging out all the time. Yep. Like you walk by, just take a sip.
Yeah, like a 2.5% IPA. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Need some of that.
So near non-alcoholic?
A day IPA. It's a day IPA.
A near non-alcoholic.
Yeah, near IPA.
Near IPA. Almost IPA.
Yeah.
Sometimes IPA.
It's an IPA if you really believe.
So one of these theories is it's a recession driven, recession driven trend, as in bang for your buck. Like, yeah, if I'm going to spend $12, I'm going to get
all that. Sure
every dollar gets me drunk.
Yeah.
Instead of like half of my dollars getting me drunk. I don't want 50 cents on the dollar drunk. I want dollar drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's when, I mean, grocery stores sometimes can be weak for craft beer, but other times that the grocery store is a place where you can buy heavy IPAs for reasonable price because they don't understand what they have. And so they'll.
So you're saying it's a matter of where you shop. You can still.
Like a bottle shop. Bottle shop knows they're going to charge as much as they can for more alcohol. But a grocery store doesn't always understand that. They're just like, oh, yeah. Double IPA, single IPA, that's $9.99.
Okay. So where you shop, don't be bougie. Don't shop at the high-end district. Go to the grocery store.
Yeah, if you want, I'm talking bang for your buck. Go to the grocery store, get a 12-pack of something with the double IPAs. Usually it's going to be a Sierra Nevada. I mean, but the same, they're going to be the same price. Like a Torpedo, it's going to be the same price as a Pale, usually.
Thank goodness.
You're ripped.
That's right.
There's like a whole thing going on with the Sierra Pales right now. There's like a point thing going on. Like, I feel like I want to get involved. I saw it on the 12 pack
point
the other day. Yeah, there's some sort of little marketing gimmick they got going on with the Sierra Pales. I was like,
is there like a little app you got to download?
Maybe one of those
rewards.
Yeah, like I don't know. There's something going on with it. I'm thinking to myself, if I'm not playing this, who's playing it?
Right.
So I probably should get
how many
involved.
Till I get a sticker?
Yeah.
How many points till I get my first sticker?
Yeah. Once I get into something, I'll get into it. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
Are you sure?
It seems like better than badges. Well, you know, I mean, you're talking to somebody that just the other day untapped. Gave me $5 worth of untapped dollars. So I've got five untapped dollars. I can just go spend like crazy whenever. They're like, saw me.
Can I transfer my five untapped dollars to you?
So
you can 10 untapped dollars.
No, you can't do that. It's way too important of a thing. You did. Come on, Nick. You didn't get that. I got that. That's an industry thing. I don't think they see you
as
an
industry. Do I need to?
Yeah.
Do I need to show you my...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck? Nick just showed me. He got the same thing.
Congratulations.
What the frick, untap? I thought I was special. They gave me the $5 I could use to buy any untapped merchandise. Do you think they'll take that at the bottle shop?
Suckers.
They're like, okay, that's $5.
This is good, right?
That's $5. Oh, here you go. What's this? Untap $5.
It's money. It's like money.
It's better than money. That's more valuable. That's like an NFT, right? It's $5 untapped dollars.
You just found an NFT.
I don't think that's what they are, sir. They are if you want it to be.
Can you tell me what they are?
could you tell me what they are?
Any pizza is a personal pizza.
Yep. Every size pizza is a personal pizza.
Can you tell me what they're not? I had a, speaking of untapped, what?
I love gold.
I saw an untapped reference in the wilderness.
What? Nobody references
someone wearing an untapped, untapped festival shirt in the wild.
In the Fresno or?
In the Target.
Wow. Yeah. That's even a weirder spot.
It's like, wow, okay, you like beer.
Westshaw Target, Blackstone Target, River Park Target.
Oh, wait. It was one of the Blackstone Targets. I'm not sure which one now.
Bullard and Blackstone or River Park?
It was probably Bullard. That's where I spend most of my time.
Mm-hmm. Most of your days. That's where you'll find Nick. The Target.
That's right.
Target at Bullard and Blackstone.
Either in the snack aisle or the hot.
You just want to be close to those car guys, because I've gone to that Target where there's a big old show going on. My daughter was like, what's happening, Daddy? I was like, oh, those are car people. Don't talk to them.
Yeah. They'll just spend your money. Not on beer.
They'll ask you, they'll be your boyfriend, and then they'll ask you, like, could you get me a lifter kit?
Yeah, I need to buy
me
boat.
A lifter kit, a lowering kit, whatever kits that lower the cars. The cars that have to go over a speed bump, like, it takes about 2 minutes to get over a speed bump.
Hey. I'll make fun of the Impala.
Oh, boy, honey. Speed bump. Get ready. You're ready. We're going to be here a while.
Yeah. I will not show you the yellow paint under the car. I'm scraping off speed bumps.
There's a person in Fresno that has a cam on their, they live in like on this right in front of the speed bump. And it's just like one of those speed bumps that nobody knows is there. So people just go through it just like like crazy and just like. So there's just tons and tons of video of in front of this house that just annihilates cars and people going through it.
That'll wreck your shit. Damn it. See? These are the reasons that make me want to join TikTok, and I'm holding out.
Yeah, it's on the talk. But then you don't have to worry, because anything on TikTok, then it shows up on Instagram about a week later, and then it shows up on Facebook a couple weeks after.
That's true,
Instagram has just turned
organized.
Yeah. Instagram has just turned into delayed TikTok now, so.
Yeah. Which then pushes to Facebook, so you're like, I saw that 2 weeks
ago. I saw that on TikTok 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Get a clue. Next you're going to tell me session IPAs are over.
Next thing you're going to tell me you can't find a pail anywhere.
Way to go.
What were we talking about? Sorry, I tangented that one.
Wow. Lifted boats.
Lifted boats. Untapped, $5 on Untapped, I have.
Yeah. I'm going to spend mine before you spend yours.
Yeah. Chuba's got some Untapped swag. I seen him.
Ooh, maybe I saw him. Maybe he was in my Target.
You saw him at Target. You're like, Chew! What's up,
Pato? No, it's you, Chew. Quit running.
You know, walking real fast, looking up at other things, trying to act like he.
Yeah. Like when you see someone from high school, you're like, oh, duck.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Or like me, you're like, I don't know that person's name. I should know that person's name. I'm going to go over here.
Oh, crap. They're going to say hi to me, aren't they? Hey.
Hey, bud. Hey.
Hey, bud.
What are you? Hey.
This is our time, Mr. Hand. As told last episode, possibly two episodes ago, the CO2 shortage is wreaking its havoc.
It was last episode.
Now.
What's happening now?
Now places are shutting down.
Is this the Northeast or where is it?
This is it's the play. This article talks about places back east, but I did see some There's a San Diego beer Facebook group, and they were having discussions about where they're sourcing their CO2 currently. Hmm. And it's not looking good if they're having trouble, because
I don't understand.
That's our beer capital, like, California.
I mean, obviously, like, if I took 5 minutes to read the article, I'd understand, but like,
right, you'd understand.
Like, why? It just seems like something you could just capture yourself. I don't understand why it's that difficult.
Trees, deer trees, make more
CO2. Yeah. Suck it in.
Where's a physicist when you need one? How is CO2 made?
Yeah. Where's
I could Google it if you want.
No.
instead of trying to figure out why a 1969 penny is rare.
Like, what kind of, what internet are you on?
You don't want. You want to bet it's an inert gas. Everything's an inert gas.
You're an inert gas.
How it's made part, Wikipedia. Inert gas, nailed it.
Uh-huh. Like, why can't I open up a CO2 business?
Yeah, you probably could and make a lot of money.
Can I invest in CO2? I'm on Public now. I started using Public, the investing app. Yeah, so buy me.
Invest in Mikey.
Are
we investing
app,
in you?
The app for us people that are broke and stupid about the stock market. That is Public is for you. It's actually pretty. It's actually kind of fun risking your money, watching your money go up and down all day.
No, it could scare you at times.
Well, when you don't have much money, it's not that scary. You're just like, I made $2 today. I lost 40 cents today. Stock in Public.
You burn natural gas to separate the carbon and hydrogen atoms.
Huh?
You have to burn fossil fuel.
Oh, okay. Like, you specifically have to do it. You can't just like set up a machine that starts sucking CO2.
So there's no CO2 suckers. Unless you invent that, which then you will.
It seems like Chowchilla has one of those, because they're like a. There's a big old plant in Chowchilla, and there's like these huge stacks. One of them has like a flame coming out of it, like 24/7, that you can see from miles and miles away. Like, seems like maybe they're doing CO2. So maybe somebody should check it on Chowchilla. They might have like a shit ton of CO2 just sitting around. So if you want to, you're just like, hey man, you got that. Yeah, extra CO2. Oh, yeah. What about that? We got all kinds of Yeah, take what you want. Take what you need. Thanks, mister.
The one sales guy is like, this is my time to shine.
And you're like, oh, if I got some CO2 for you, buddy. What kind of CO2 you need? You need kind of, brewing. What are you doing with the CO2?
What are you going to do? What are you? You're not going to put it in a soda fountain, are you? You're not going to waste it.
Don't put that in a soda fountain. Too good a CO2 for a soda fountain. You want them one of them soda fountains? Here's your CO2. A good old batch of beer right here. You need that CO2. I got really good stuff right here for you.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold,
Jerry. Gold.
gold for you. Oh, it's the gas price crisis
that
has led to the CO2.
Okay.
Here we go.
We're discovering. Like everyone else is just like, I know what it is already, guys. We're like, no, we're going to figure it out. You're going to sit here and you're going to learn.
It took two articles to get the government involved.
All right. We'll get involved. What do you need?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that. Inflation, we did that. Yeah, so it's happening, and it's going to start
gas prices. It's always the gas prices.
It's always the gas prices. Okay, so watch your CO2. If you have a bottle laying around, you might want to put it on the dark web. Get some good money for it. No.
I got a bottle of Freon. Anyone wants to purchase it? Barely used.
There you go.
Lightly used.
It will mimic CO2 in your beer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly safe to ingest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Freon never hurt anybody.
Nah. Don't ingest Freon. Give you a kick. Disclaimer, don't ingest Freon. Ingest
the Freon. Yeah. Don't huff it either.
So, like, is there, like, a solution? Does it end with, like, well?
Well, if you stopped using it, we wouldn't need it.
So, like, breweries are having to just, like, we just don't, we can't. Like, we can't sell this beer without. See you too.
Here's how the article ends.
Flat it.
I think it's just the start.
Oh God. Oh no. Who's hoarding the CO2? Does it talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's hoarding it? Somebody's hoarding it.
Who's hoarding it?
Some MFers hoard. Is it Coors? Miller Coors?
Some guy in Montana.
Is it ABM Bev hoarding it? I'll bet you ABM Bev.
The big CO2.
A big CO2. I bet you ABM has plenty. I bet you there's not even a Budweiser shortage. Bet you that. They got all those CO2 contracts up till 2038. Mm-hmm. They didn't talk about this in Blade Runner.
The CO2 shortage.
Yeah. They didn't predict this. They didn't predict this in Back to the Future. Didn't say anything about a CO2 shortage. Marty, the doc didn't say anything. Marty, you got to bring CO2. What do you mean, doc? Well,
actually, Back to the Future only went to 25.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. They didn't see what was going to happen now.
Yeah, they were more worried about becoming assholes.
Yeah.
In 2015,
becoming assholes.
Then two running out in 22.
Were we becoming assholes or something?
That was the dilemma of 2015.
What are we becoming assholes or something?
See, that's way worse than CO2 shortage.
You had a fax in every room, though.
That's right.
Fax machine in every room.
It's been erased. Okay. It's time to talk about this again.
Uh-oh.
Should all hazies be labeled as such on menus?
On
do when we you're need at a to warn people
when you're at a brewery? Ahead
of time that any restaurant,
a restaurant. Any
brewery. Any yard house in River Park. See, you're a
like,
drinker, so you're yeah. You probably wouldn't care if you saw an IPA on the menu.
There's that.
And ordered it and it came out hazy.
Yeah.
Probably not a big deal.
Don't label me as a hazer. I drink more West Coast than I drink anything. But like
you're a hazer.
No, I think hazies are fine. I just no. drink West Coast. That's all. But no, like, I feel like
we have archival footage. I'm sure at one point you proclaimed yourself the king of haze.
I feel like
I'm sure that happened.
I'm the king of haze. Bow down before me.
you will smell my haze.
You will smell my haze. I feel like when it's IPA related, like, and you're in a restaurant, I think you're the one that has to figure it out. Like, I don't expect a restaurant to know anything. So I'm like, it's not like Joe Blow is in a restaurant that's like, you know what? Let me have one of them IPAs there. You better tell me if it's nobody's going to. You're already smarter than the restaurant if you're ordering an IPA, probably. So, like, you could just discern from the name, I'm thinking.
Okay, but wait. When you order a Pepsi and they go, is Coke okay? So there's
they always the precedent, do that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I always say like Diet Coke, and they're like, Diet Pepsi? Okay? Like, fuck you, Diet Pepsi!
Right.
You fucking, no, of course not. I ordered a Diet Coke.
So
why would I have a Diet Pepsi? Like, that's insane. I
like an IPA. Oh, is hazy okay?
give me that IPA there. We have hazy. Oh, geez.
See? Then now
well, it makes a difference, doesn't it? I think I agree, but I'm thinking like, I don't know. I'm kind of tainted here because I assume most people that are drinking IPAs are knowledgeable and like don't like they'll know the name like oh if it's like Sierra Nevada hazed and confused and stuff you're like okay like I know what it is but like I don't know if there's that many vague names out like as long as you know the name of the beer. Like, if you don't know the name, then I can see that. But, like, usually you can figure it out with the name. You don't need a label. Mm-hmm. You don't need a waiter going, like, it's hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the only time is if that waiter's had
been caught. We'll see if Mikey could pick out the hazy.
Yeah. Well, like, only if, like, the waiters had a problem with, like, somebody wanted it taken back. If, like, they're like, oh, give me the IPA, and it comes out, and it's hazy. And they're like, oh, I didn't want a hazy IPA, son of a bitch. And throws it in his face.
Yeah.
Like, then after that, now exactly he's like, you know what? I'm just going to ask every person. You know this is going to be hazy, right?
That's what I'm going to do next time. Throw in the space. Yeah.
Like, I said IPA. I know, sir. That's an IPA. No, it's hazy. But it's a hazy IPA.
This,
but it's an IPA, yeah. But it's hazy.
But it's hazy.
You ordered the IPA, sir.
I didn't order hazy.
HPA.
By the way, I'm having a very clear beer, Butchers of America IPA. IPA. Is Urban Roots and Butchers of America celebrating Team USA, Butchers of America,
USA.
West Coast IPA, Citroen HBC 586. So that's like a young hop that doesn't even have its official name yet. It's just the HBC 586. Brewed in Urban Roots, Sacramento, California. Given to the show by Wazoo Corvette. And it's very delicious. It's very clear.
I like the clearness.
Not at all hazy.
Clearness levels.
Clear beer.
Clear beer
keeps clear, like calling something clear, a West Coast or something, you know, a clear IPA, just clear beer. That's taken off. It's like we're like more and more moving into a really just generic, like haze, clear. Clear beers, hazies.
Hazies, and that's it. Or in A's.
Yeah, or in A's. Anymore. That's all we have.
Hazy, clear, in A.
People are like,
so
stout,
you
stout,
can just walk stout into and brown and guys are like, beer and not worried about it.
Yep.
Stouts and brown guys are like, we're over here too. We're like, who are you again?
Go have a seltzer, shut up.
Yeah, go get a seltzer.
Shut the hell up. It's on the beach.
All right. CO2 shortage still happening.
Still happening.
Hazy.
You heard it here first.
I'll figure out on my own in a restaurant if it's something's hazy or not.
Well, way to go.
I mean, if you name a beer right, you kind of know what it is.
All right. Do you want to know now? Do you really want to know?
Sure.
Crone Wolf Stargazer.
Uh-oh. That's good. That's a good example. Shit. That's a good one because right. I should know what that style
that
is.
And then label just says that, IPA. You know.
Wait, it says okay, IPA?
I at least know. So the menu said Crone Wolf Stargazer IPA. And then 7%.
I would think that's a West Coast or just that's a clear IPA.
Yeah. So either maybe I got the wrong beer
or maybe
mislabeled haze. The haze was not appropriately.
That leans clear. I'll give it to you on that. Crone Wolf, that name leans clear to me. I mean, maybe somebody else would disagree, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I drank it. I did not send it
back. You didn't send it back. Wasn't like me in Portland where the guy gave me a IPA and said it was a brown. I'm like, bro. No. I ordered the almond brown. Yep, that's it.
In what? Okay. What
multiverse? Is this your first hour of working here? Like, yeah. Not even first day. Like, first, is this the first 5 minutes of your shift, first shift ever?
You come from the. Are you like a cocktail bartender?
What's going on here? What's happening? Is this Portland getting me back? Is this what's happening? all the shit talking I've done in Portland over the years in the Fresno.
Happened.
So
finally happened.
Label your hazies.
Portland got their revenge on you.
If you're gonna put a hazy on the board, put in parentheses hazy.
Parenthesis haze. Haze.
Yep. I mean, yeah, you should. I mean, you're going to put brown next to something that's named. If it's a brown, you're going to put stout. You're going to put, like, you can't just put IPA next to a hazy. Because if you just put IPA, I'm not thinking it's going to be hazy. So to your point, yeah, if you don't know the brewer and it's a vague name,
mm-hmm.
basically you got to assume it's going to be hazy. You're like,
just assume.
It's going to be hazy.
It's going to be hazy.
it's all clear IPA. You're like, whoa, that's the name of the beer. Yep, the name of the beer is clear. You're like, oh, okay. This is going to be good. Like, and then it's just hazy. Fuck.
It's just hazy.
Like, no, I ordered clear. Yep, that's clear. Who's up first? Who's up first? Clear.
That's exactly what's happening.
What's on second?
The haze train has left the station.
What else, Nick?
That's my culture.
All right.
That's all I got to complain about.
Okay. Well, I have an announcement that if you remember the captain, Vicelius, the captain.
Wow, the captain.
He's back on the on the untap. All kinds of hot untap talk this week. Yeah, like after years of being gone, the captain is back. Old listeners will remember the captain. The captain's been on the show before. He's this cool dude that walks around with the captain's hat. And he's the captain on Untapped, and he's just the captain on the social media, and everyone's like, oh, the captain! And then he just went away, but now he's back.
Wow.
So, you know, find him back on the Untapped.
I like it. His hat had a presence.
Yep. Two get it possibility events on Saturday. One for Northern California, one for Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
In San Francisco, the infamous Tornado Beer Bar is celebrating 35 years. 35 years.
Wow.
Being Tornado in San Francisco. So they're having a party Saturday, and they're having new beers from Russian River, Santa Darius, Monkish, Private Press, and Wondrous, and more. So, a good time to hang out in San Francisco on Saturday at Tornado.
Okay.
Haven't mentioned Tornado for a bit. Infamous for their beer tenders being very aloof and very like pissed off if you don't order properly. Very soup Nazi-esque kind of reputation in Tornado, San Francisco. So, and Southern California, this was the Ants was pushing this out there on the Discord. The brewery sent the 14th anniversary invitational. The brewery invitational.
Ooh.
And you look up the names on there. I'm not going to sit here and name them all off here on this audio podcast, but
what?
It's got a rival, the Firestone Walker Invitational. It maybe even beat it, but it's an insane group of breweries, and it's in Silverado, Oak Canyon Park in Silverado. I don't even, as a former Southern California resident, I don't know where Silverado is. I know it's a Western movie written by the same genius that wrote Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and so on. It's one of the better Westerns out there. But I don't know where Silverado is. It's somewhere in LA. Somewhere, but
it is.
So
there's a Volkswagen camp out that happens there.
Oh, okay. So it's not the Fontana Gym Invitational. It's the Brewery Invitational. So that's Saturday. I'm guessing there's going to be some Perfect Pour representation at that. We got plenty of good Southern California listeners that would go to something like that and have some fun and have a get it. And, you know, we've got enough NorCal Bay Area listeners that would go to Tornado on Saturday, get some exclusives. So I'm expecting some get it action.
Yeah. Action.
On Twitter, Afro Beer Chick at Afro Beer Chick posed a good question that you gotta wanna bring up every once in a while here and again, just to kind of highlight. And she just started the thread saying most underrated breweries, let's go. It's just sort of, you know, wanting people to reply with their underrated brewings. Uh-oh. I don't know how I'm going to get to the second half of the show if I'm already slurring, but
we'll yeah. See.
Pat Wall says Deft Brewing. Deft Brewing is in San Diego, and I don't know that I've heard of Deft Brewing before. But, wow. That's one, a Chew Your Beer. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but Chew Your Beer says Shadow Grove, Lucky Luke, 818, Tioga Sequoia, Tioga Sequoia and Tarantula Hill. Tarantula Hill. Those are chews. Kate Bernard says Chuconut. I don't know where Chuconut is. Probably Chicago area, maybe. And do some work. The Boozy Beggar says Commerce Street Brewery in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Joe Strange says Longboat Brewing. I don't know if he has
not raised boat.
Yeah. Not lifted, but a Longboat Brewing. I think they're in Columbia, Missouri. Beer Day says McFleshman's in Wisconsin. Craft Beer Republic says Helix Brewing Company. Best D says Cannonball Creek.
Cannonball.
Team Instigator says Metro Brewing and Off Color Brewing. I guess they'd be underrated. I just hear them a lot as all. I'm just trying to filter out the ones that aren't that underrated, but people put on there anyway. Wild East Brewing in
Modern Times,
New York. Modern Times. Peter Love Vina said Wild East Brewing in New York. Artist History. Myers 2317 says Artist History. Let's see where Artist History is in Geneva, Illinois. I'm just liking promoting undervalued breweries. Best Traveler says Mars, Ane, and a Microphone. I think Microphone's pretty well known. Maplewood from Good Beer Mike. To Wisconsin, a lot of Wisconsin requests here. CW Brewing and Three Sheets Brewing. Man, I guess Wisconsin, you guys know what's going on. I think that their radar's got something going on up there. Lake Effect. Casa Galia and Oxnard, which is going to be at that brewery invitational. One of the beers. Revision. I vote for Revision, which I don't disagree with that. Oh, there's a lot. There's a whole Brand House. It's Phoenix. There's a whole lot. Look at, we retweeted it on hard Twitter feed, but Afro Beer Chick did it on her Twitter feed. So go check it out if you're interested. I don't think you have to have Twitter to look at that stuff. So I'm just going on the internet. Yeah, it's okay, Nick.
I love gold.
You do have Twitter, though.
One more app.
What? Something just opened.
Yep. Boring. Just another New Glory. Lambo Leg Lock.
Now that sounds like IPA. A clear IPA.
Oh, now your filters on your discerning. Yeah. Ear is on.
Yep.
Double West Coast. Good night.
All right. Well,
so Silverado is somewhere east of Irvine.
Okay. Southern part of the LA basin.
Yeah. Limestone Canyon area.
All right.
Rancho Santa Margarita.
South of Disneyland for those folks that
south
don't know
of
better.
Disneyland. No. Meh. Oh, yeah.
Southeast of Disneyland.
South of Corona.
Ooh. It's like Temecula or some shit.
Turdmecula.
Yeah.
I call it Turdmecula.
Turdmecula.
That's good, man.
Never heard that before. Palmdale.
I'm starting a new segment on the show.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
I'm in on this week, man. Fresh new stuff here on the show. This is called Drunk Purchases. You know, because a lot of times, ooh, I'll just sit there and get drunk by myself at my table, like reading stuff and just getting
drunk. What's our shopping platform?
Well, sometimes it'll be Instagram ads if I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
And then they're like, I know what you want. I actually don't know where I saw this. Dang. It could have been. No, I think it was. I think I was reading a music blog. And it was Interpol has a new album out. Ooh, and okay. It was talking about this new Interpol song. And then it linked to the Interpol website. And then I went on the Interpol website. And then it's got this pre-order of their new album. I'm like, yeah. And then it's got two versions. It's got the black record, you know, just the standard black. And then it's got a red one. And the red one's like $5 more. I'm like, oh, I got to have the red one.
I knew what you meant, but somehow you made that sound cool.
Yeah.
The black record.
Yeah. The black vinyl on the red vinyl. So I got the red one. So.
Oh, ooh, dang.
Yeah, I haven't even opened it yet. Because it's probably already, but this is no joke, though. It's probably already worth more than I bought it for. I mean, you get limited edition records nowadays. You've already, it's already more than what you put your money down for. So,
right now things are crazy.
The Raging Records here in Fresno, one of our record stores, the guy has so much stock now that he's just trying desperately to sell. He's like going around town basically like, can anybody find me like a like, he doesn't want to like renovate a space or anything. He just wants to be able to like give me the keys so I can open the door and start selling records. And like, he's having problems finding a space where he can just, you know, turnkey space that can just open the doors and like, here's more records I have to start selling. Like, he's doing so well that he can't even keep up with the amount of sales and space. He's basically going around begging people, like, can you find me a suitable location that can open up more stores at?
Yeah. Where do you want me to go? I'll go there.
Yep. He did a whole thing on Instagram. Was like, he has two locations in Fresno. He's like, I need another location. I need it right now. Can somebody tell me where to go? And people are like, well, go to down. He's like, no, I have to renovate that. No, next.
Next.
Like, people not can't even enough. Figure out a space for him to go. Like, that's how record sales are just insane now.
And he's getting good money for those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that we went there, Farmer's Market Tuesday. Beastie Boys, 96 pressing, $100.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good deal, actually.
I know. And I'm like, I did not go home with it, but I'm kind of regretting not going home with it.
Should I have gone home with that?
Discogs has an app, by the way. Tangent.
Yep. Discogs. I'm on Discogs.
Yep.
I haven't put all my stuff in there yet, but yeah, Discogs. Yeah, for those that don't know, Discogs is untapped. What Untap is for beer, Discogs is for music out and albums.
This is why I like it.
Yeah,
it's all coming together.
Yeah. So if you're like a music nerd and like, I wish there was an Untap for music, there is. It's called Discogs. Only you're Discogs welcome. Has a selling element to it. Untap can't have like a legally having a selling element. Like, you can DM people and say, hey man, can you buy me? Send me this beer, but like on Discogs, it's perfectly legal to be selling your records on Discogs. So,
and they'll even notify you when one of your wish lists comes up.
Yeah,
for sale.
I just ordered one the other day, and it like came very quickly. A 10-inch. Yeah, 10-inch. I don't even want to talk about it right now because,
wow,
people like trying to break in.
hunt you down.
So yeah, drunk purchases. It's usually records or tapes. I like buying tapes as well because they're cheap.
Yes,
and I'm still getting something cool that I can hold in my hand and enjoy.
Mm. I cannot think of my most recent drunk purchase, but I'm with you on that. I will have one for next episode.
All right. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, if voicemailers, if you're struggling for something to throw in there, just like if you got a good drunk purchase, the best are the ones you forget, and then it's like on the door, and then like your your partner's like, "Hey, you got a package?" And you're like, "No, I didn't get a package. I haven't ordered anything." I'm like, well, it says your name. I'm like, okay, open it up. Yeah. Oh, what is this? This seems like it's a record. I know this band. Why would somebody send me this record? I'm like, oh, wait.
That's so nice of them.
That's so nice. I'm like, oh, wait.
See, you could always play that off as your music persona received in the head.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. Somebody wanted me to review this on the Fresno because I guess they're coming to Fresno next month.
Right? Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
See, that's brilliant.
The bad ones is when like a couple days there, you're like looking at your bank statement on the app and like, wait, it's $35. $35 to wait, $35 to Delaware. What? Somebody got my card. Somebody in Delaware is spending $35. Wait, what does it say? Like record label? Oh, it's some record label in Delaware took $35 from me.
Yeah,
like oh,
that was okay. It. They didn't do any more.
That's all they did. A couple days later, there's some record from Delaware. Oh,
Delaware.
I guess I ordered that. I guess I shouldn't have ordered a new card. Turned that card off and gotten a new card.
Now you gotta. Now all your bills are bouncing because you turned that card off and forgot to re-input.
Somebody stole my card. Some drunk motherfucker named Mikey. Like at 1:30 in the morning, started ordering a bunch of records. I didn't order this. All right. Tired of listening to us.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me
driving? Oh yeah, I'll say it before and I'll say it again. The best voicemail segment on any podcast anywhere, that's here on the Perfect Pour. You can be on the show. You can call our 24/7 voicemail line 559-492-0542 and be on the show. Just make a little quick message, something you want us to talk about or something interesting you think Perfect Pour listeners would be into. Give us a call, or you can just email something to us. You can write an email or you can record something. Send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to start with the traditional old school voicemails.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm driving. Hey, D-Fontana Gym checking
in. What's
up,
D-Fontana Gym?
I just want to let everybody know that I will be celebrating the 805 on 805 day. So as you're hearing this, this happened last week.
Oh, we missed that.
That's world between worlds.
I guess the homework I gave everybody, I went ahead and, like a horrible teacher or a horrible fraudster, I gave everybody homework on what three breweries would break your heart if they got sold out, bought out, and I didn't bother to give mine. So I guess it's time to go ahead and give mine. I'm going to start off with the pastry stout kings of my dear neighborhood, and I'm going to say Bottle Logic, yeah? Oh. Bottle Logic would really kind of break my heart if they sold out. Kind of like going there, it's a real fun place, especially when you go to Windsor Brew Supply right across the street. That's a little secret for those people in the know who know.
No, that place looks cool.
I guess guess I'm going to say my number two would be Carl Strauss, because I do enjoy a lot of their old school beers. Red Trolley was one of the big craft beers that flipped me over to, hey, I really like this stuff, back in my youth, when I was a youth. And they also have probably the cheapest, regular, easy-to-find hazy IPA in Boat Shoes. Boat Shoes is a real cheap buy. It's normally a six-pack a pint, somewhere in that $8, $9, $10 range. So that hits the pocketbook just in the right spot when you're a little thin, maybe. And the third one might come as maybe a little bit of a surprise, but you could see these guys maybe selling out if someone wanted to come in and do the big brew pub splash scene. And a lot of it's because I really like their regular beers. I like their regular new beer releases on the weeklies. And they have such a history of a lot of brewmasters growing up in their system. And that would be Pizza Port.
Think about
that for a second. If all the Pizza Port brew pubs were all of a sudden bought by someone else, then you had a whole bunch of brew pubs filled with Pizza Port buyout beer, and then whatever their fake crafty brands are that they would try and stick in there on the side. So yeah, those are the Fontana Jim's threes. And Nick, really dig that you got yourself a pizza oven. Well, one nice phrase for you: sourdough pizza dough. That's the way to go. That's a game changer. I'm coming up on three. Looks like I might get cut off here. So keep up the work, guys. Oh, and if I come to the studio, I want a Hawaiian pizza with jalapenos and onions.
Well,
Montana.
That's never going to happen.
No.
I'll bulldoze this motherfucker. I'm going to do that.
Before you let pineapple pizza in.
Well, it's one thing, pineapple pizza, but you're going to add onions? Now you're adding onions and some other shit? Like, no. No.
Yeah?
No. No.
No. Okay. Pineapple and Canadian bacon pizza, or a Lagunitas.
What kind of fucked up world are you living in? I'll just wait for the next dork town before I answer that. How's that?
Before you answer that, damn it. Oh, I forgot about that.
I'll answer that on the next dork town. On the next dork town, I promise you, I'll answer that, Nick.
All right. I will wait patiently.
Okay. Remember that. There was something else Jim was talking about I felt like we needed to reply to. I felt like you needed to reply to, but...
Was it me?
I don't know. I forget now. I'm sorry, Jim.
You said the sourdough.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Crust.
It says sourdough. You got to make some sourdough crust.
I need to try the sourdough crust.
Are you making your own crust, or are you just putting in like the pre-made crust? What happens with that?
No, I actually ordered a bag of flour that is real Italian 00 flour.
Oh, it's supposed to be real the softest Italian
flour ever for pizza making, dough making. So yeah, I'm going to make my own crust very soon here.
Oh, it's Italian, huh?
Hey, paisan.
Napolitano. What's it? There was somebody, I caught something on TV this week. They're talking about pizza in Italy, and they're saying like Napolitano means something. Pizza.
Pizza Napolitana.
Napolitana.
It's with an A at the end.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, pizza was a pizza. Was said to have been invented in Naples.
Okay.
Napoli, which is Napolitano. So my name comes from Napoli, which is where pizza was made, invented.
Oh.
Napoli. Oh. We know it as Naples here in America, but it's Napoli.
Italy. Oh. What?
And so that's where pizza
comes. But how? I feel like Italians in Italy would not abide pineapple on a pizza.
No, our American pizza is an abomination. In fact, I think there's an article recently that says Domino's was just shut down because Italians...
They're like, oh, look at this.
Yeah. Italians... not protested against it. I mean, that's essentially what they did, but...
But yeah, I would think Domino's like...
shut it down because...
I would think
they're
because...
revolted against
it. Yeah. But I would think like... It would work because like here in Fresno, we're like the Mexican food capital, like even more than like,
yeah,
like nobody has than... no city in
no.
And in this country has better Mexican food than Fresno, but like taco
Portland is the closest I've ever seen.
What? No, they don't. No. Yeah.
Portland has really good tacos.
No, shut up.
Okay.
I'm adding that out of the show.
Okay.
But Taco Bell is still popular. Like everyone, like nobody goes like, this is not Mexican food. Everyone's just like, yeah, this is like, no, it's Taco Bell food. So like, why can't these Italians just accept the like, yeah, it's not pizza, but it's still cheap and delicious.
Wait. Where are these Italians? Are these Italians in America?
No, I'm talking about in Italy. Like they rejected Domino's, but I'm saying like, what Taco Bell is to Fresno?
Taco Bell do well in Mexico.
No, but I'm saying what Taco Bell is to Fresno, Domino's is to Italy. That's what I'm saying.
No, see, you got to say Taco Bell to Mexico. to what Domino's? Is
yeah,
to
Italy. But like.
Like we're in America. We're okay.
Are there Taco Bells in Mexico?
No, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we love the fast food. We're just like, what?
Oh, is that fast? Is it good?
It's no. A fast.
Is it fast?
Is it cheap? Yeah. Can I eat it?
Can I eat it right now? Yeah.
Yeah. We don't care what the genre is. We're wait, like
the more I buy, the cheaper it gets.
Like we're not only are we the taco capital here, we're also the tri-tip capital. But if some fast food tri-tip place came to town, we'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Shut up. Where?
Fast food tri-tip pass.
Fast food tri-tip. I'm in. Fast I want food. It now.
Yeah.
Is the habit doing tri-tip? And then
like the genuine local tri-tip shop would be across the street. And we're like, fuck you. This is fast tri-tip over here.
Fast tri-tip. Arby's, we have the tri-tip.
We're like, huh, I'm your friend from high school, Mike. We're good best friends. Could you come over to my place? Fuck you. I'm over here at the fast food tri-tip. It's good.
Yeah.
I paid $5.
Like, also, like, don't serve. And then I'd also be like, don't serve macro beer, bro.
Wait, you're over there at Taco Bell eating Taco Bell stuff. I'm a local taco place, Indie Tacos.
My abuela pressed the tortillas.
Oh, yeah, your Indie Tacos? Where's your Indie beer? I saw you serve a Coors. Fuck you. I'm going to go get some Bell Beavers.
Bell
Beavers. Those don't exist anymore.
They do in my world.
I know one place. I know a place.
I know a place I'll make a Bell Beaver. Shut up.
Shut
up. You stupid person in my head. Oh, like a Bell Beaver. There's somebody on YouTube making Bell Beavers. There's got to be.
Oh, have you seen the fast food fake show?
No, but I want to watch it now.
I bet they could do a Bell Beaver.
But then, like, yeah, are they teaching you how to do it? Like, I can't do it. Like,
no, you could do it step by step, like, fast food.
See, I would not be able to create. Like, I don't have, I can't, I'm just not a cook. Like, you could do it step by step by step. Like, here's how you do it. Hold my hand. It still would not turn out right. I think it's because I'm left-handed.
What if you smoked the beef? Can you smoke
it? What if you smoked the beef?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Okay. I'm trying to help you find a way.
No. My daughter likes my hamburgers that I cook on the Traeger. That's about the only thing I have going for my cooking.
Pinterest. There's got to be a Bell Beaver Pinterest.
Get up Pinterest, everyone. Search Bell Beefer. See what comes up. Bell Beefer. Honey, what are you doing? Look at you. Let me look at your internet search history. Bell Beefer. What the fuck is this?
Bell Beefer.
Like, sorry, I need a podcast made me do it.
Oh, podcast made you search for Bell Beefer.
Yeah.
We won't be trying that later, I can guarantee
that. Oh, wait. We're doing voicemail. Sorry. Man, this is a rant. All right. I mean, I'm sure some listeners have already called it, but I'm going to call it Rammy. This is Rammy.
Hello, Perfect Core Psycho Bear checking in. Yeah. Oh, just had a stellar weekend this weekend. Sunday, yesterday. Happened to go to what you guys, I guess, refer to as a get it. We got it.
Yeah.
Was for a second year anniversary and my birthday. Woo-hoo! Woo! Anyways,
hey, I just good birthday. Share
some of these beers I had.
Psycho Bear, you guys, regular party isn't a get it. You have to have another listener with you.
We had a private press member. I had an Electric Roads barley wine.
I don't think Psycho Bear knows that.
I think he knows how it works.
It was Treehouse, Julius. What other magic do we have? American Solera, which is known for sours, but we had a Imperial Stout, really good. Oh, somebody
sours.
Took a journey down to L.A. and went to Highland Park. Our friend Chew Your Beer gets to frequent that place. Fantastic, but had their Coconut Tree Stout. Let's see, what else? Fonta Flora, another sour known brewery, but had an Imperial Stout, fantastic. Just magic. Cellar Maker, Strong Ale. I mean, oh, I don't know if anybody's heard of this. Floodland Brewing. Oh, another private press, Life is Round. So good. Oh, Media Noche from Weldworks. Two different versions. A perennial 10th anniversary blend. Wow, it was fantastic. If anybody gets up to the Bay, look up Psycho Bear and let's get it. Check your dates. Later.
Oh, jerked us.
Bye.
I thought there was a city involved in that. He didn't do.
We're waiting for the city. Yeah, Psycho Bear. I don't know. I just to make it clear, I get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're a new-ish listener, we haven't, you know, we haven't talked about the rules of a get it for a while.
The rules. There's rules.
You have to have at least, there has to be at least two people there.
Yeah.
That listen to the Perfect Pour.
And
you also have to mention the show. Even it, okay. It can be just 5 seconds. The length doesn't matter, but you have to mention the show. And yeah. And you can't be like Colin and Janine in their hot tub. That's not a get it. That's rad. That's cool. They're having a great time, I'm sure. But that's not a get it because they know each other. They're always with each other. You gotta have people that don't live together. That like you don't live together. You're listeners of the show, and you mention the show when you get together. Then that's a get it. So maybe Psycho Bear did that. I don't know, but I'm not accusing Psycho Bear of not having a get it. I'm just refreshing everyone and the rules. We get it because it's real serious. It's a serious show.
You know, the code.
Yeah, the code.
It's called a code.
It's called a code, guys. Okay? Code.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to admit something. This is the first time that this has occurred in all my years of listening to The Perfect Pour, but I went literally 4 episodes without listening.
Ah,
and what? I Jesus. Just did a marathon session.
Good job.
And so I'm just now finding out about Tony Bags. And I feel horrible that I have not been able to send support and love and everything else. And so it sounds like he is on the men, but Tony Bags, if you're listening, if you're out there, I love you and I send you the best and fuck. Yeah. So that's what happens when you don't listen to the Perfect Four, people.
Yeah.
Listen every week without fail or else.
Or else.
I'm going to tell you guys a funny story. I occasionally go into grocery outlet.
Bargain market.
And sometimes they have an interesting deal on beer.
Yeah, sometimes
and
they
I
do.
Saw two different six packs from Worthy Brewing in Bend. You know, that's a pretty decent brewery.
Huh,
I know right away, okay, it's old beer, it's grocery outlet, right. They've got a deal, a big, huge package deal. I checked my date.
Yeah,
they had one of those
package.
Cryptic numbers. there was an IPA and a lager, and it looked, from what I could decode from the IPA,
the smudges.
The date was May, the canning date was May, so I thought, well, that's too old for an IPA. But the lager, the canning date was June, and I thought, okay,
oh,
well,
yeah.
It's a lager. It'll be fine. And, you know, so
21.
Anyway, it's $4.99 a six-pack. What the fuck? You know, it's worth the gamble. But
still alcohol.
I took it home, and I cracked one, and it was so fucking wretched. Like, absolute oxidized hops. Lesson learned, but for $4.99, that's less than I would pay for one single beer at a bar. So I'm literally going to drain pour these fucking things. I hate to say it. Like, I couldn't even stomach it. I don't know what
cook with that.
Like, I thought I saw a 6 and a 22 on this code number, but there's no way that this beer was canned in June of this year.
It was
so
21.
Ancient. Anyway,
it was June 21.
That's my funny grocery outlet story, and I will leave you with that. Once again, Tony Bags, I wish you every goodness that I can possibly wish you. And you guys, keep up the good work. Cheers.
Yay. It's a poll.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, grocery outlets interesting to go in as a beer
geek.
Because they do have like more things than you would think a place has, but then it happens like Paul says, like there's a reason that the beer is there in grocery outlet, but it's not all of it's that bad of a date as Paul had to experience. Some of it is like usable dates, so. It's worth going in and checking it.
I love gold.
But yeah, Paul definitely had year-old beer, at the very least. I mean, I still see it. I still see 21 on beers and in stores right now. So just regular ass stores, not even a discount store. I just opened up a beer from another one from Wazoo Corvette. This is Cabrew, a West Coast IPA, a clear beer from Solid Ground Brewing. It's got Simcoe, Amarillo, and El Dorado.
It's a very cool label.
And Solid Ground is from Diamond Springs. I'm thinking it's Diamond Springs is Sacramento. Everyone knows Diamond Springs.
I call it triangles.
Another clear beer. I haven't had anything hazy.
What? Are you feeling okay?
Two West Coast.
Is the heat getting to you?
It's all clear beers.
How about that summer rain we had?
This clear beer show. Yeah, it was crazy. Fresno had a little summer rain. A rare summer rain. Axl Rose would have written a song about it.
Makes me feel fine.
No, wait. He writes about November rain. I'm sorry. And I believe we have one more voicemail for this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, Sky91, and I am, of course, always joined by
Martina.
And returning guests to the show.
Colin and Janine.
Hi.
What?
And
that's a get
our
it.
New friends.
Claire.
And Joe.
And we are here at Treehouse Sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
Sandwich.
Treehouse.
They don't have sandwiches.
No sandwich. I thought they had sandwiches. They have wrap sandwiches. But most importantly, they have Treehouse beer. Here on Cape Cod, we have a view of the ocean or something of near the ocean. I think it's the ocean. I think
it's the bay.
Again, most importantly, they have Treehouse beer here. It's the bay. Okay, we have the bay here in Cape Cod, and yeah, we're drinking.
We're doing
another Get It with Colin and Janine here. They came this time over to New England, and we can breathe the oxygen very yes. very easily good down humidity. Here. We're at sea level, literally. So
we can drink more, right?
I can hear
I think
that
you can drink
wind.
Even more. Yeah,
in New England, you get less
the drunk. Sea wind.
You're less drunker in New England.
In New England, drunk gets you.
Good job, Janine.
Oh, what? We're still going. Okay. Technical difficulties, maybe we thought. But yeah, so we had Treehouse. We before this, we went over to Lucky Goat Brewing.
Lucky Goat, that was interesting.
Yeah, a little very small cute. Brewery. Mm-hmm. It was cute. The guy, the brewer there, was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a cool little stop.
Great beer. If you won Mario Kart, you could choose to drink out of a drinking horn or the skull of your enemies.
Yes. I didn't see the Mario Kart on N64 on a yeah. big plasma TV. Like,
yeah.
Turns out it's really hard to play that game. I
kind of
sucked at it.
It is.
Mario Kart agree. Does take some, especially with the joystick driving. You need the wheel, okay. like when
we're
you're.
Getting, we're getting off topic. They're going to be yeah.
Tangent.
I can't do that.
Babe, only we choose the tangents.
No.
But yeah, so you guys are spending
we're spending the whole week here, so we'll be going to Boston on Monday.
Boston.
We'll let you know
from Boston.
We can't say that too loudly.
We're down right?
to Boston, so now we're going back to Boston,
shipping up to Boston. Whoa.
All right, we're getting Rammy.
Stop having fun.
We're getting Rammy. We're getting to the 3-minute mark. So,
no, this is a show for fun.
Wrap it up.
Keep it up.
Get it tight.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. And that's the bomb of the keg, because the Sky 91 and everybody else.
That's with you.
Drank it.
Woo!
Sandwich.
Oh, they're in Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yeah, Northeast Sandwich. You ever been to Sandwich? It's a good place.
I eat Sandwich.
I got a good light rail in Sandwich.
Never been to Sandwich.
I eat Sandwich.
I am Sandwich.
You hear how much fun they're having? That's what this show is
too much
for.
Fun. They need to be
too much
unregulated.
It's like that's. I'm sorry, we're coming to regulate you. What? You yeah, with a couple of the other tables complain that you're having a lot of fun over here, and they're not. So we're gonna need you to like slow down a little bit, so you know everyone else doesn't feel so shitty.
Can you reduce the amount of fun you're having?
You guys are gonna kind of getting a little bit rammy there.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Hey, thanks everyone for calling
in. Keep it down.
Contacting the show and being on this show. That was. The Nick 80 on tap. Let's
That's
see
right.
if we can figure out if this beer is hazy or not. You're on hazy or not.
I like it.
It's an SNL skit.
Hazy or not.
Can you figure out if this beer is hazy or not hazy by the name?
Crone Wolf Stargazer.
Wait, it's hazy. I think we figured that one out.
Yeah. Hazy. Okay.
Bike Maybe the gazing? Maybe the gazing part is hazy. That's where the gaze haze, gaze haze.
Gazing hazing.
Maybe that's what makes it the hazy name.
Could be. We don't know. Bike Dog Brewing's Hi-Fi Gods.
Okay, so hi-fi, I think of hi-fi should be clear. Like hi-fi, like I'm getting the
discernible.
Yes, the most clearest sound possible. I'm getting it from a hi-fi. But like also, it brings in my head like one of those big speakers. It also doesn't feel clear to me. It also could be hazy because of the speakers and like the little mesh screen you put on a speaker. Yeah. What's that called, Nick? I'll bet you know that there's a name.
Diffuser.
The what's it called?
The diffuser.
Diffuser. See, I knew there was a name for it. So like the diffuser seems hazy, right? Like a diffuser. Right.
It's clouding your vision. You cannot clearly see the
speaker. Why is there a diffuser name? And they like, here we go. Every week we could come up with a beer name for you fucking industry motherfuckers.
I don't know why I all of a sudden had some disdain for industry right there.
That's
right. I don't
know
where that came from.
You because fucking not industry us like mother. They but yeah, because they won't give us anything. They'll give us nothing. Yeah. All they do is take from us.
We're just a think tank.
Yes. We're just a free think tank for the industry. We just sit here and just come up with crazy, cool ass shit, us and the listeners. Right. And then just like, yep. And then they just make their boatloads of money. And then they go on public.com and buy all kinds of fucking stocks and just buy all kinds of boats that are lifted boats. And they just go around Millerton Lake with their lifted boats and go, motherfuckers, I didn't come up with one idea. I got all this from a stupid free podcast. And I just sit there on the beach with my FP34. I'm like,
that's right.
Hope you're having fun. We are having fun on your money. You nice stupid son of a bitch. Hi, and just wave from the shore.
Yeah, my paddle boat will be long any second. No
oh, good. At least Nick will come along with his party paddle boat and be smoking tri-tip and making tacos.
Smoking pineapple to put on my paddle.
I'll take it at that point. I'm like, if I'm on the beach for like 6 hours, he's like, well, I got pineapple pizza. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, pineapple pizza.
Fuck yeah. Load it up.
Yeah. Load me up.
Give me a slice. Yeah.
Slice me up. Stack them slices right here.
Stack them up.
Stack them high. Stack them. Yeah. Stack them up.
Stack them up.
All right. So wait. Yeah. We're trying to figure out whether clear or not your beers. What was the last one we did? I'm getting back here. We just tangented.
The Hi-Fi Gods from Bike Dog Brewing.
All right. Hi-Fi Gods. Okay. That's clear. I'm going to say it's clear.
Yeah.
It is?
It's clear. Yes, it's very clear. Double West Coast IPA from Barrel House.
All right. Oh, wait, that's the name of it. Yeah.
What are we going to call this?
Go ahead and figure that out.
What are we going to call this? We're going to call this Double West Coast IPA.
What do you think?
Yeah, but what's its name? Double West Coast IPA.
Double West.
I'm going to go with clear.
Oh, it's a hazy.
We're hazy. Oh,
son of a bitch. It's a hazy.
What else?
I had a new pizza port, but I did not check it in. Uh-oh. I think it is. Let's see. Pizza port. I think it's. See all beers. Check. No, not Shark Bite. That sounds familiar, though. Shred Session.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Shit, that could go either way. Yeah, you're making some good points, Nick. I could not discern from that
name. I'm making the points.
Shred Session. I'm just going to say hazy.
You're just going to say hazy. It's just a IPA. It doesn't say one way or the other. And I drink it out of the can, so I could not confirm or deny.
Ah, you could. Come on.
Yeah, it's clear. Yeah, but I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do about the haze predicament.
I'm in a haze predicament here.
I'm in a haze predicament. Do I haze? Do I trust the can, or do I haze? Take the chance of a haze.
Well, I mean, you can drink a haze.
I could.
You can push it down.
Am I happy about it? Probably not. No. But am I getting drunk? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, are you drunk?
What else do you have?
I think that's it.
All right. Oh, geez. I got to get on my untapped here.
You got to bring your untapped.
The Nick 80. And if you go on our Discord, if you look for the link in the show notes, there's a link to the Discord. There, what's it doing? If you root around in the channels there, there is one where Scotty posted the Uniques leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
And, Nick's not doing well on there.
Really?
No. you're doing worse than your brother. I mean, that's
pretty bad. Am I dead last?
Yeah, you're dead last of your Uniques. You need to get on the board.
I challenge somebody to do worse than me.
Challenge accepted. I had dribble belt from Russian River. That's their session IPA with a nice green label. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Russian River, you're expecting more, but like ends up being like, oh, okay, this is fine. It was a clear session IPA. And it's it was good.
Clear.
Worth a try if you haven't tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid Gravity's Pale from the Crypt. There's a new label out.
Oh, yeah.
They got all those rad label art on there. So go check it out. There's a new one out. Broken Skull IPA from El Segundo. That is a grocery store beer.
That's a classic.
It was a good date. And I was going through all the dates. And whoever, I think it's a distributor, but like all the dates were like, April. Every beer, every IPA was April. It was like four.
Like, why was April the big IPA?
I don't know. It was a big month. But this Broken Skull was only like maybe 90 days old. So I jumped on it and it still tasted old. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just me. I don't know. There's a Modern Times MT9. That was Imperial Double New England. Yeah, MT9, you wouldn't know what that is.
No, I know nothing.
Mosaic Crush from Moonraker. Okay, here's one. Now I'll test you, Nick. Mosaic Crush. Okay. Mosaic Crush. What do you think that is?
Mosaic Crush. The crush is throwing me. That... Crushable.
Oh, okay.
Say a crush. There's no way that's hazy. No.
It's hazy. Yep, Moonraker, a hazy IPA, New England IPA.
That sounds so good. Say a
crush.
Crushable.
Yeah, sorry. Take Five from New Glory. Take Five. I'm going to test you on this one. You're a New Glory guy.
Well, yeah, New Glory. It's got to be clear.
You're right. It's a clear session IPA.
Aha. But see the name? I got nothing from the name. It was all the brewery's reputation for me.
You're like, oh, no. No, but they got plenty of hazies.
Not lately. They're, I'm going to say 3-1. Clear to haze.
Ooh, I'm going to push back on that, but I'll let you go.
What's your over under? What do you got?
I'm gonna say two hazies to one clear. I'm gonna say 2-1.
Wow, opposite. Mm-hmm. 2-1 hazy.
There's a 4-pack. I don't know if it's still there. I was in there today, but if it's still there, I suggest you get it. Liquid Gravity made a 4-pack of their collab 4-pack, and it's like a variety 4-pack. And it's their Welcome To series. And so it's like they pick a brewer they collab with, and it's Welcome To whatever city that brewery they collab with.
Okay.
You know, Liquid Gravity from San Luis Obispo. So this 4-pack is, well, one is Welcome to Santa Cruz, which it's collab with the foggy boys there in Santa Cruz, Humble Sea. Then there's a Welcome to Oxnard, and that one's like, what am I? That one's with what, Agria, the Agria,
Casa Agria.
Yeah. And then there's the Welcome to Carlsbad. And that one's with a Virgin. And then there's the Welcome to Livermore, and that one's with Altamont Pass. And that's in a 4-pack. And I drank that 4-pack in one evening, one day, and I didn't have a hangover the next day. Can you believe it? One's Welcome to Oxnard's a West Coast clear. The Welcome to Carlsbad from Bergen's a juicy West Coast.
You're juicy.
See, sometimes juicy isn't hazy though. Sometimes juicy's clear.
I don't believe that.
The Welcome to Santa Cruz is a pale, and the Welcome to Livermore is a West Coast. So they're all clears. None of them were hazies.
Weird.
That's weird, man.
None of them are hazies.
And also I had Crow Wolf's Frostbite, the IPL or cold IPA, whichever you want to call it.
Cold.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I also had the in-between moments from Incinerati in support of Incinerati, who,
nice,
you know, all their stuff burned up in the fire from the Riley's fire. So if we can support Riley's or Incinerati right now locally, that's what we got to do, because they, all their stuff burned up and they're just having to regroup.
Yeah.
And that's the Bin Cots, and also the drinkins. You got caught. You're drinking. You got caught. And then those
caught been drinking.
Yeah, those are all the beers you had to tell the cops. Oh, we had like 10 beers, officer. They're all hazy. Don't worry, they're all hazy beers, officer.
They're never hazy. Do not seek the haze.
Thank you, Paul. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Yeah, cheers to Colin and Janine. They're traveling in the Boston area.
And I know, apparently, man,
having get-its so cool with
Why is everyone living the life I want to live?
Right.
But not me. I want to have a hot tub and then go the travel Scotty around the cool, see cool people.
I know.
Come back to my hot tub. Then come back to my hot tub and just
drove it to Boston.
Yeah. You think they drove it there? They raised their boat up and they drove it over there? They
raised it. Yeah, they got a lifted hot tub.
Lifted hot tub. Yeah, do you think people like trick out their hot tubs and like
Oh yeah.
do hot tub sideshows?
like, LED lights.
How many jets you got? Oh, I got 80 jets.
Turbo. They turboed their jets.
Yeah, but you see what? If you have too many jets, then you lose the pressure on the jets you have. The less jets you have, the more pressure you have on the jets that you do have.
Oh, I think if you got enough money, you could have all the jets you want.
But if you got enough money, you can pressure all the jets you want. Yeah, but double it's pressure. Just an all jet hot tub.
They just, yeah.
Like, I want to sit in the good seat, the seat that's got all the jets. This hot tub's just all jet. It's just one.
It's one jet.
Just one big like whoosh of jet water.
Tub. It's not a hot tub anymore. It's a jet tub.
Yeah, it's just like a giant faucet just flowing huge pressure all the time.
Whooshing.
You just got to hang on.
Whooshing into the.
Like, this feels great.
It's like the Gravitron, both water.
Yep, it's a hot tub Gravitron.
Hot tub Gravitron.
That's how you, if listeners, if you want to describe it to a new person, like, oh, there's this podcast I listen to. It's called The Perfect Bar. Oh, yeah. What's that? Wine podcast? No, it's not a wine podcast. It's a crab beer podcast. It's like a hot tub Gravitron. And you're like, what?
Like, oh, you get it if you listen.
Like, oh, thanks. Now I really want to listen to the show. Well, yeah, don't fucking listen then. You wouldn't get it. You're stupid.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
Yeah, yeah, don't tell your stupid friends about this. They're not going to get it. This is high-end
shit. Listen to me now and understand me later.
Later. We want to haze you up.
You up. We planned that. We worked on that for hours.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we did. We had a rehearsal space for that, right next to Rademacher's rehearsal space, and Rademacher kept fucking being loud next to our rehearsal space. And we're like, "Shut up, Rademacher! We're working on bits."
Yeah, gotta nail this. One take.
All right,
we're one take.
We're one take, motherfuckers. One take that we did, we practiced 100 times and we didn't one take it.
yeah, we practiced 100 times, so that doesn't count.
But it was
one take. But it didn't one take.
Nick, cheers. Are we choosing Nick?
One take. Yeah. Cheers to the Scotty 91 and the Colin and Janine and Evil Circle. And Anson Robin.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing shit out there at this point.
I'm concurring with all of it, though. It's all solid.
Yeah. It sounds like a Golden God
situation. Sounds like you listen to the show. How about that Friday night Zoom? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers them. Going? Oh, yeah. Every Friday night, there's a Zoom call with the Perfect Pour listeners. And just hang out on the Zoom and talk about the beer you're drinking and, you know, see what happens. See who passes out first.
Yes, I would win.
I would. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone gets any awards. But
or anything. Shame. Lots of
trophies,
shame.
But they should. Whoever passes out first should get a trophy. I mean, I did once. One of the times was on. Like, then there was just, like, blank screen. And everyone's like, is he still there? Is that, like, a
is he dead?
Screenshot? He like, no. I just passed off.
Things?
Luckily, I passed out off camera. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to get off camera if you're going to pass out. When is you pass out on camera, that's bad. What's it?
Is he buying things from Delaware?
Yep. Like, oh, he went and bought some records that he's going to forget he bought. And then he's going to turn off that. He's ordered 20 different new cards in the past year because he keeps thinking somebody's stolen his card.
Bad luck, Brian.
Oh, man, somebody stole my card again.
Again. I can't believe it.
Cheers to our gold.
They order me cool shit, but I can't believe they stole my card.
It's weird. they're really cool. Seem like cool people because they order me some cool stuff, like stuff I would want. But still, that's messed up. I can't afford that.
I can't afford that shit.
Can't afford this. Cool. Can't afford this new Interpol album. But I got it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm happy, but I'm sad.
Yep.
But I'm also happy.
Cheers to the Golden Gods. They donate money to the show every month. And so I can get drunk and order albums.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. We really appreciate it. And you do. You're just like, oh, people are that nice. They just give you $5 a month. Yeah, they are. But also, they do get to have extra show. You get, if you're a Golden God, you get that hear the tailgate part of the show. So that's something cool, right? So look at the show notes. There's links to our Patreon, patreon.com/perfectbar. It's all very cool, all very legal, super legal. And just thank you, everyone that talks about the show, shares the show out there at Perfect Bar Pod on social media. Thank you. And thank you, everyone on Untappd. And everyone I talk to in, you know, wherever, man. When I'm in whatever hot tub, man. I'm at, you know, right. Strike up a conversation.
Whatever board you're sweeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom's sweeping a board and they're like, oh, shit, is that you up there in the on top board being badass? I'm like, yeah. I like to be humble, but actually, yeah, that was me. I did that. I just checked in 4 beers straight. So eat shit. You think I could do that one day, mister? Yeah, kid. You really focus. You can, one day you'll sweep an untapped board. But you gotta stay focused.
You too.
You have your phone charged and you gotta stay focused and drink beer.
Right. Make sure you went to the bathroom before you left the house.
Yeah. Don't count on this beer garden's bathrooms. You don't know what you're going to find. Take care of your business before you leave.
First sign of a professional. Know how to hold it.
Yeah. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to haze away. Know when to haze away. Know when to haze away.
You're welcome.
Know when to run.
Dear beer community. Jesus. Hire us now.
I mean. And nobody even gives it, like, thanks Dust Bowl, at least. No one else gives us beer.
We give you names weekly.
Bunch of jerks. Industry jerks. Bunch of jerks.
Indust jerks.
Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Oh, man.
Be safe. Take care of yourselves.
Can you still purchase things while being safe?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Like, yeah. Hey, if your card works, it works. Like,
it works. Probably not
that bad. Like, yeah, hey, just like use a card. Make sure, before you get hit. All right. Good thought here, Nick. Before you get drunk, make sure you just have one card you have for drunk purchasing. It doesn't have a big limit. It has like a small limit. It's like $1,000 credit card.
Right.
So like you can't like go too crazy. Like, and if like you get to the point where you're paying for it and it's like something's wrong with your card. You're like, son of a bitch. And then like you start trying to figure it out and then you're too drunk. You'll pass out before you start trying to figure out why the card didn't work. But you're like, card's not working. And then you didn't purchase it. And that's fine. But if you did go through the process and purchase it, then, you know, what the hell?
What the hell? Can you somehow tie your untapped to your credit card?
No, don't do that. You don't want to start. don't start buying untapped t-shirts. That's bad.
No. You're not
going to make any money back. Untapped
will alert your credit card company like, hey. He's already had 3 triples.
Hey, this is
maybe not let him make that purchase right now.
Hi, this is Sally from American Express. Hey, Sally, what's going on? we noticed some purchases. You just ordered 10 untapped t-shirts, XL untapped t-shirts. Oh yeah, that sounds like me, Sally. What's going on? What happened?
Okay, well, we're just making sure it was you.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna push that through.
All right.
No. That's not what I meant.
Then 2 weeks later, you have 10 untapped t-shirts at your door. You're like, wow. Oh, fuck. I had $5. I had five untapped dollars, honey. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. That's like 50 cents this, a t-shirt.
This could have been, yeah, this could have been way worse. But I had five untapped dollars that I managed to put that code in properly. It's still order my untapped shirts.
Right. Couldn't do the security code whether a bicycle's in the picture or not.
Beep, boop, boop. I think all bicycles are in every one of these squares. All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye. Don't.
Okay, goodbye.
Just
check your dates.
Shred your cards.
Check your dates. Shred your cards.